News, sports, AccuWeather, and more. Wake up with the information you need on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Super glad to see you on the radio. Mark Lawrence here. Rob Center is our fabulous producer, so we appreciate all of his help and hard work in making sure that everything happens that's supposed to this morning, including having Emily Gorski on the news line. Good morning, Emily. Congratulations, and thank you for joining us this morning.
Good morning, Mark. Thank you so much.
I do appreciate that. The congratulations will just clue in, folks. You changed your last name through ceremony, we'll say. And so
I did.
Well, that's wonderful. Well, you were pretty darn happy before, and now to hear you ecstatic is even better. So that's wonderful.
Yeah.
Very glad to talk to you. Professionally, you are the Community Impact Director at the Union-Snyder Community Action Agency, and you have a lot of experience in helping our community rise up and fulfill some of the unmet needs among families and individuals and children around here. So you bring a lot to the table, whatever you're working on. We're here to talk about the food hub. We want to talk about that up at the Miller Center. We're hearing a lot about it. Introduce our audience to this food hub.
Yeah, so we are so excited to be having boots on the ground, setting up our region's first food hub, and it's a new concept in the region, largely, you know, much around Pennsylvania. We closely studied and modeled this hub after what's happening in Lancaster County. They have a food hub out there, and we had staff go out and visit and talk to them, and essentially what our vision for the food hub is that it's a centralized storage space and distribution center so that we can make sure our existing food pantries and distribution programs around Union County, which is an impressive about 60 programs going on around Union County alone, making sure that those programs are stocked with, you know, enough food to keep doing what they're doing, and also nutritious food, so that this new partnership with the Miller Center, it gives us access to an amazing, huge industrial refrigerator and freezer, so that we can now start accepting fresh produce and perishable food donations, which we haven't been able to in the past. And again, we'll be able to get those types of foods out to our pantries and distribution programs, so that families in our area who are food insecure are able to now choose from some really healthy, fresh food options.
Now, front facing, if I went to the Miller Center, what would I see with the food hub?
Not a lot. So right now, we actually just got into the space last week, so we're still setting up. But, you know, especially with COVID, we are keeping the food hub, more focused on distributing out to these pantries, so we're not technically open to the public. So if you go into the Miller Center, you're not really going to see a lot. We are tucked away in their previously used cafe kitchen space, so we're kind of behind the scenes, you know, storing food, accepting donations, making sure everything's in order so that these pantries that are working so hard during this pandemic are stocked with enough food.
Now, I think of the space where the former cafe was at the Miller Center.
Yeah.
It's large for a cafe, but small for a hub. How will you utilize that? Where we're going to see lots and lots of things stored there, or just a sort of a go-to place for individuals? Sort of explain like a typical day as you're envisioning it.
Yeah, so again, at the beginning of this project, we're really focused on staying back tucked away in the kitchen area. The kitchen area has great space for dry storage of non-perishable foods, and then again, that really cool refrigerator and freezer space that we can put perishable foods in. And so we're really going to stay, our footprint's really going to be back in the kitchen, so again, away from public view, if you will. If you look at the cafe space that used to be there at the Miller Center, we do have plans to utilize that space once our hub grows. Some examples of that will be, there's a really nice walk-up cooler area that they used to store, you know, pre-made food to go. We hope to use that cooler area so that we can welcome people in who are food insecure so that they can, you know, do some self-selection and pick, you know, some pre-made foods that are made that will suit, that are already made that will suit their families' needs, you know, dietary needs, preferences, et cetera. We also hope to open that cafe space again far in the future, especially, you know, with the pandemic, to welcome meals and you know, create a community gathering space that's open to everybody. And, you know, part of that is really to reduce the stigma behind needing food assistance. And so we hope to create a community space that everybody is welcome to access food, eat food, share food and conversation.
Could you also hold classes there? I think of it as a seating area.
Absolutely. You're reading my mind. So that's another, you know, long-term vision of ours is that we hope to host nutritional classes and cooking classes. And again, that kitchen space is an industrial kitchen space, so there's plenty of room, you know, to spread out and to cook your own meals and learn how to cook, you know, healthy on a budget. And so that's something that Community Action Agency is looking into right now, is how can we especially engage our current customers in getting them into the space and teaching our families, you know, some really savvy ways to cook healthy on a budget.
Well, I always think of the CAA as really trying to attack this cyclical poverty that happens in families from one generation to another. Is trying to break that cycle a factor here? Maybe the classes sort of speak to that. Tell me about this, you know, year after year cycle.
Absolutely. So we really see, you know, food insecurity as a symptom of poverty. When we have a family that comes to us needing food assistance, that is a big sign to us that there's more going on. So, you know, by being able to connect families who are food insecure with sustainable access to food and healthy food at that, we're able to free up a huge area of stress for families who are living in poverty, and also helping to encourage a healthy lifestyle. You know, we all know, I know, especially after the holidays, when I'm eating healthier, I can think clearer, and I, you know, I just feel better to go about my day. And so, you know, that's our long-term goal, is that we can help connect the pieces with eating healthy and, you know, it's focusing on those home-cooked meals so that, you know, you're feeling ready to take on the day and, you know, the rest of other issues that might be facing you, like housing insecurity, transportation issues, things like that, that Community Action also focuses on.
Well, you've told us in the past, I'm not sure how to word it, but the stress associated with poverty, you know, that it isn't something that an individual undertakes in the hope of a life of leisure and no worry, that being poor takes a lot of thought and planning to figure out where you're going to get your next meal and your next rent and so on.
Exactly, yeah. So we're really just hoping, and we're so excited that, you know, we're partnering with the Miller Center and Evian and Geisinger and the YMCA, that we have all these amazing organizations that are really showing their commitment to helping relieve that area of stress and helping to promote, you know, a healthy lifestyle overall in our community.
All right. Well, this is a great opportunity for families around here. Is there a way that individuals can get involved who happen to be listening here, who you know, all these many generous people that we have around here may be listening, saying, well, what can I do?
Absolutely. Yeah, we've already had an outpouring of support, and we are so grateful for it. It means everything, especially in the startup of a new project like this. And so we are accepting monetary donations towards this project. Donors can make their donation on our website at www.union-snyder.caa.org. And there's a little donate button at the top of our website. You can write in your comment area, you know, you want your gift to go towards the food hub, and we'll make sure it goes towards that project. We also are accepting donations. So like I said, we are now able to accept non-perishable and perishable donations. So perishable donations being things like milk and produce and meats and all those kinds of things that could go bad and need refrigeration. We have that refrigeration piece now. So if you are interested in making a food donation, I encourage you to call our office and we'll connect you with the right person on our team. Our phone number is 570-374-0181.
Right, and union-snydercaa.org. Emily, yep. anything else to add to our conversation?
I don't think so, Mark. We're just really excited for the opportunity to share about this and, you know, definitely stay tuned. We're going to continue to grow and our vision, we're excited for it to come to fruition.
All right, we'll keep in touch. You have an open mic here anytime. We'll send a reporter up there when you cut the ribbon on some sort of an official opening and
Excellent. And
try to spread the word about the activities that will be taking place there at the Food Hub, going to be located at the Miller Center. Emily, thank you so much for all your information. We'll talk to you again in the months ahead, I know, because there's a lot of helps out there and a lot of opportunities. So
lots going on. Yep. Thank you so much, Mark.
Thank you so much. Emily Gorski, Community Impact Director, Union-Snyder Community Action Agency, union-snydercaa.org, or you can call 570-374-0181.